forever. Dog.
The goody goody. Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody.
The reality underneath these stories are that you were so poor and so broke and kind of like homeless and young.
Yeah, like hungry. Like,
yeah, because yeah, you yeah. did. Were doing drugs, and the drugs part is in your woven into your story on the on Feel Good. I love that we're promoting it so many months before. Anyway, like, you literally have to make a note in your calendar to watch it
in March. January. In March, fucking March.
You know, Search Party. This happened to too. We're so grateful and happy for opportunities, but like, can you put things on TV right away? Like, it's so frustrating as a comic too, who like, you write a thing and then you get the...
The anxiety of waiting for it to come out is intense.
I bet. Anyway, it's so good. I'm excited for it.
Thanks, man. I wasn't supposed to send anyone the links, but I sent them to you. But I'm admitting that now.
I'm sure you sent it to also Alanis Morissette.
I sent it to so many people.
What makes you feel powerful?
Okay, but you said it's a cliche to say on stage.
No, we were talking earlier, and I was telling May that Shauna's answer to the question to what makes you feel powerful was started with like when the house is like clean and in order, which is like such a wild place to start. Like for me, I would go straight to like killing on stage. Like,
yeah, that's where my mind went.
Which doesn't mean it's bad. It's just was interesting that that's she's a, cleaning for the beginning.
The beginning is. Best feeling is like improvising something on stage. That's good. Well, but then also I feel like sometimes during sex I feel like in the moment and confident and like present and good
and coming's
not a powerful thing for me.
Really?
No, it's like a vulnerable thing. I mean, it's like great, but it's not.
But I just feel like the making someone else around it. Making someone else come is definitely powerful, but also like, and also doing it. I think the vulnerability is power.
Interesting.
To fully connect.
That's good. Yeah.
Like this is like my truly, I don't think my mom listens to this podcast. She's on it, but I don't think she's listening because she doesn't like that I swear.
Yeah.
But, so she's not going to like this, but like going down on my wife and coming, I feel powerful in that because I feel so connected.
That's good. Yeah.
Like if her joy is my joy like that, it feels like.
I think the new thing is edging. That's what everyone's into. That's what I'm into.
Edging. It sounds like a blunt haircut.
Yeah. Like getting someone really close to coming and then not. Is this like weird?
No, not at all. I mean, like, if I'm listening, this is what I'm like wanting to hear.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, like, I just want to hear. Oh, you tell the fact about animals. Like, okay,
oh my God, I have so many animal facts.
Every language.
That this fact up, but in
oh my God,
no,
Nate.
Wait.
You fucking lie.
Doesn't it sound true though? In every language,
you are a huge nerd.
Why would you make up a
because fact? I heard something like this.
Okay, write in if you think this is not true. Please tweet Hooray May or Sibibi Jalimi.
In every language, the swear words are the synonyms for fucking and for sex and for poo. So the way we have fucking shit in and every language, it's like,
and it's like vafanculo. But I guess it is like go fuck yourself and poo is like these regular traumas and victories.
It's
and
because
like
we associate.
Yes,
yeah. It's because we associate. Oh my God, I remember the fact. Yeah, it's because we associate.
Oh my God, oh my God, guys, you guys,
shut up.
It's because we associate those things with shame. So with these chimps, I think the chimps that got in trouble for shitting, they then used the sign language for shit as a swear word.
Ooh.
Because they were ashamed of it and they associated it negatively.
We're so basic.
We're so basic.
Our brains are like the most basic things.
I don't know.
Isn't it?
You want to hear something crazy?
Duh.
Sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins underwater.
Okay. But they're the slow ones from the commercials that are so cute.
Yeah. You want to hear something else crazy?
Yeah, I just wanted it to be a little bit
crazier.
Okay, more personal, actually.
Oh shit. Okay, you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
One time, my brother got an allergic reaction to chlorine in a pool, and his eyes swelled up. Is that the kind of thing you're looking for?
Yeah. One time, Robin Shulman, we were at a pool party, birthday party, and a crazy man grabbed her by the back and started pinching her. And he was like 30 or something. And we were like kids. And it was a wave pool. And the waves were starting. And I remember, like, in my mind, I hope this is the actual memory, but like pulling her away. But it was so weird and traumatic. And he had mental problems, but it was like, imagine that. It's like such a horror movie.
Also, when you were telling
pinching
it,
her back.
Stop. I hate that.
Are you kidding me?
Also, when you're telling it, I was picturing the singer Robin. But I was picturing that you were a kid.
Don't go. This is not. I was chasing
you were
going to
sing DLC. Oh my God.
That's true vulnerability that you only get on the Goody Goody.
Wait.
Ooh, that's the real deep shit.
I feel starstruck from hearing that. Because I've listened to your podcast and I like that one.
All right, well, undress your lingerie and tell me the deep shit, bitch.
Undress your lingerie.
Undress your lingerie.
Wait, did you know that when...
Is lingerie good?
Is lingerie good? What is that question?
Of course it's good, right?
What is that question? What do you mean,
to
like
me,
in the world?
It's just like a little, like the retro form of the word gay of like preparation where... natural sex without lingerie. Honestly, I could not be more disconnected from what I'm saying right now.
Even
honestly,
your face.
What I was trying to say is like, okay, I want to start again. I want to say lingerie, cool. I like it. But there's also something nice about just undressing and having sex. I don't know why.
So you're saying
like, we like veered away from weird, like uncharacteristic sex talk.
Right.
And I was like, but let's just get back into the.
So you're saying that like lingerie is like an old fashioned form of.
Yeah, but like, I don't agree with it because like, you know, do whatever it takes.
Yeah,
to
do whatever
fun.
It takes. Yeah. Wait, did
like,
you know that?
What am I, some loser, like advocating for just natural, non-costumed sex?
Yeah, what's the expression, hill to die on.
No, I just also wanted to quickly add before we veer away, role play of being a doctor is a cool in a relationship thing.
Any role play, especially if it's also slightly funny.
Yeah, slightly funny is good.
Nicole Simon, my friend who you know, went to a Backstreet Boys concert. She was 13. She was standing up watching them. She felt a sharp pain in her back. She turned around. A woman had taken her fingernail and stabbed Nicole in the back. She was like, I can't see the Backstreet Boys. Imagine the horror. And Nicole just sat down for the rest of the concert and was like horrified.
A witch has stolen my life.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Do you remember when the Big Risk, everyone...
When people tell you to shush, it's always sad because it's like,
oh,
we're going to be together forever at this whole concert.
Yes, yeah.
And we both want different things and we hate each other.
Do you remember when the big threat of the age was like razor blades hidden in apples or like people
I think about that.
Yeah, or people would always talk about like needles and strawberries. That was
the
thing.
What the fuck are people up to? Stop it, everybody.
Yeah, just stop.
Stop it.
I went to see Alanis Morissette in concert, and there was a woman next to me who's. We were in the back of a huge stadium.
Chasing waterfalls.
The back of a huge stadium, and this woman thought that Alanis Morissette like had eye contact with her, but she was in. We were in the back of the stadium, and she was. She spent the entire like 90 minutes waving anytime Alanis would look
crazy?
In our direction.
Patricia
but we were like, we would have been
Jennifer
like ants to Alanis.
Party of Five.
That's not a good story. Cut it out.
No, I like it. Just, I like that character. She's like so hopeful.
So hopeful.
Ill.
Yeah, tears pouring down her face. Yeah.
So whenever she veered your way, she was like, "Ooh, yeah."
She was like, thought they were having a moment. It's not a good story.
May who cares?
This is when I feel powerless.
This is when you feel powerless. But I do think that the cost of doing business of talking a lot is that you're going to veer into areas that aren't like
that are dead ends.
And to be honest, when people aren't being like, it's vulnerability. It's like, you is everything that I say supposed to be perfect?
Yes.
That's obviously not what this podcast is. This is just like honest chats, and that does make you feel power. I mean, I know it does make me feel powerless in like a social setting. I remember our cool friend Erin Green in New York. There was like this like social set. There was like her cool friends who are like cool New York, like hair, makeup, model, cool photographer people. And I said something about someone's hat or something, but it just like floored me in terms of like my social status or like my feeling of worthiness, you know, like when you bomb socially.
Yeah.
And then you're
socially.
Like, okay,
were you,
you have to pretend to like get a napkin or a coaster or like, I mean, obviously modern day is your phone,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah. were you at the party where maybe I was in my early 20s and it was a party that I'd kind of organized.
I was there.
And then at some point I suggested that we all do short sets at the party for our friends.
It feels like I was
Georgia
there.
Georgia was there and then I bombed. And it was my own idea.
Oh my God, yes.
Because everyone was doing it ironically and I tried and I bombed. But
oh my God, the
also,
flip, yes.
When I feel powerless is at weddings because I don't know what to wear and it's a very gendered environment. And, and it's like
It's like cosplay. It's like going to the medieval times, depending on what kind. Like I grew up going to weddings where the genders were segregated because they were all Pakistani weddings, and in Muslim weddings, the women are here and the men are there, which was just.
And I can't explain what it feels like to, like when I say I don't know what to wear, it's like I genuinely only have t-shirts and jeans, and
Shana
I get so
stressed.
Shana
will tell you what to wear.
I need her to.
Yeah, we look cute in suits, but we can also wear whatever the fuck we want to wear. Like Shana.
So I want to wear my night costume. That from Romeo and Juliet that Leo wears. Yeah. I want to wear that to a wedding. Is
I
that
mean,
weird?
You're so hilarious because you're like, my most vulnerable moment where I feel powerless is when I storm into the wedding in my night outfit with armor. Like going in a night outfit to something that you feel powerless is hilarious.
That would make me feel confident.
Yeah, well, you should. Honestly, do not listen to anyone that tells you not to wear a night outfit to the wedding you're going to. Whose wedding is it?
No, there is no specific wedding.
Oh, no.
At what point do you think we were talking about it?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, that's a spicy
tip. Do you have
tip.
Any tips to anyone? Like, what have you learned? I know
about
maybe
life.
Something we both have in common is the balancing of desperation.
Oh,
like we were
career-wise?
Desperate. Well, no, when I thought, like, think about when we were little baby friends.
Yeah.
We were so desperate for like attention from Carolyn Taylor. Who
we were like super.
Baroness von Sketch, who we were like, we went to see her live every night and waited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, but the bat, but we all,
but
I mean, we played it cool enough that now we're like best friends with her.
We were.
Excuse me, sir. Get your. No, excuse me, sir. Get out of this bar.
We were like super fans of comedians, but I think that was all right. I think that's like
I know I'm really confident.
It was age appropriate.
I'm just saying, like, I just want to talk about the balancing of, I'm trying to get you to crack open and cry.
I mean, I've learned lessons of my life. I mean,
no, you can any tips.
So many.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do coke.
Don't do coke.
It's the dumbest one.
Yeah. That lesson I did learn from you.
Yeah,
for sure.
Cool.
But then also my first girlfriend I learned from.
Yeah.
I got like 27 page letters from her and I was like, she loves me.
Oh my God.
I remember one of the letters, she was like describing us going to the Oscars or something, which was like, I felt like that was such a, I was like,
what?
Stand-up comic in Canada, and she was.
She wrote you a 27-page letter, being like, "One day we're gonna go to the Oscars."
I just see us on the red carpet. You're wearing a beautiful dress, and I'm like, "Oh my God!
Oh my God!"
But it's, I mean, I just kind of skipped over that. I was like, "Cool, Oscars!" Like,
oh my God!
Just this baby that I had no idea that this woman was addicted to coke.
I remember you being like, "Yeah, I'm hanging out with this couple in Montreal," and
honestly, how could we get into that?
Yeah, it's too long.
You guys already know too much, okay?
Yeah. I was
so true. True.
Yeah. You have maybe learned how to be less judgmental about people smoking cigarettes because your approach was so intense when you were younger.
Sorry.
No, it's good. Smoking's bad. But
I
you
know.
Were like,
I'm like, especially from hanging out with my parents, that like, it's such a harsh way to be like, so.
I remember you were like, if you have another, if you have another cigarette, I won't, I'm not your friend anymore. And then
imagine.
Yeah. But then this is how much I like respected you that I then told you that I'd had another one. I was like, okay, I fucked up. I had another cigarette. And you're like, okay, I'm going to have to take some time to think about that.
Oh my God.
Now for your daily reminder that I'm the star of a sitcom.
Honestly, you've got to stop being judgmental for sure. It's so much energy that you're spending judging. It's always something that roots back to you that you're like insecure about. And it's just like, I know, but it's hard to do. It's like hard to break the cycles of your family. Like I just had this long trip with my family and it's just interesting, like family dynamics. And like, I love my parents so much. There was another relative there and it was just like an interesting and very challenging time.
But also kids are always like that. Like I, cause my parents smoked when I was growing up and I remember, at school.
That's like, so wild. Like in front of you.
Yeah. And my, I remember a kid coming over to play after school one day and my mom was like having a cigarette in the kitchen. So glamorous. Like, yeah. So cool. And glamorous.
Very chic.
And then that kid told everyone at school and everyone was, it was like a big drama at school. God, it was like, May's
did you love
smokes.
It?
I loved it. I was like, I used it. I like went to the bathroom and pretended I was crying. Oh I like God, came back no and was way. Like, just, I need some space to think.
Oh my God. Was everyone kind of into you?
Yeah, I was, it made it me seem so enigmatic and tortured. All I wanted was to be Broody McBrood.
Yeah, which is why it's funny that oh no. I'm just gonna bleep that. Okay.
I wanted to be Studley McBrood all the time.
Studley McBrood.
I wanted to be Pacey Witter, Romeo. Didn't you? No, you were less.
I wanted to be Scott Wolf having sex with Jennifer Love Hewitt on Party of Five. Do you know something crazy? Patricia Heaton played Jennifer Love Hewitt's mom on Party of Five.
Stop.
And my friend Brian Safi works in a show with Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I'm going to do a podcast with her one day, but I want it to happen in a flowing way.
Mine would be Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah.
But I feel like you didn't want to be brooding. You wanted to be like, hello, like this, like... like positive, high energy attention. But I wanted to be like...
I didn't want to be brooding.
I wanted to be brooding.
I wanted to know a magic trick and steal your heart.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I definitely did magic tricks at parties.
I remember going to an industry party with you when you were about 17.
This poor little girl.
And then we had like arrived at the party and I maybe turned around
17, I didn't know I was gay, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, you were wearing silk shirts.
I mean, still wearing them. I put one time at Just for Laughs, it popped open the silk shirt.
It was Velcro.
Yeah, it was Velcro.
It was a Velcro silk shirt. I remember vividly.
I went to Just for Laughs with my parents in my hotel room.
But what was I saying?
Silk shirts.
Oh, I remember going to a party with you and I turned around.
Magic tricks.
I turned around to put my coat down for 1 second. And by the time I turned back around, you were surrounded by people and you were making a card disappear in your hands. And everyone was like, and then you handed out your business card after the trick.
Could you imagine? Like, I just can't even imagine a comic doing that. Like,
handing out business cards.
Could you imagine like going to a show? It's really insane.
But I had business cards too as a teenager that was like...
I met Shauna because I had a business card.
What do you mean?
I gave her my business card.
That's insane.
I know that it's not something we should do now or that would be like so sad if I like was handing out my face. But it's what you do when you...
No, but also we were children, so we didn't know.
That's even weirder, though, that we were kids with like...
business cards.
Pictures of our face being like, fuck me.
My business card didn't have a...
Not definitely that's bleeped. I mean,
I'll leave it what? In leave
no,
it
no,
in
no 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 I'm bleeping it.
Okay
it's gonna be bleep me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
My business card didn't have my face on it, but it said Mae Martin, actress and comedian.
Me
and
then, too.
Really?
Yeah, choosing the actress of
I know.
The bunch is an interesting sort of like, I'll wear my feather in my bonnet and my bosom's below. Here I pray to and fro. I'm an actress to the max. I'm an actress to the end. Come to me, my little lady. Come be my actress friend.
Oh my God.
CBS 9:30 Thursday nights, Carol's second act. Lexi Golani is who I play, and please join in.
If you ever win an Emmy, can that be your speech? I'm an actress to the left. I'm an actress to the right.
Feather in me cap, bosoms to the left. Who's that over there? She looks like a chef. That's getting diminishing return on this character. Shut her down. Honestly, May, the three people you wish would live, three people you wish would die. Go.
Live?
Yeah.
Bette Midler, you. And... Wait, what are you pointing at? Oh, yeah, and your son. Yeah, Wolfie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Sean. And Sean.
Okay, so basically,
four
Sean.
Four people you wish would live, four people you wish would die right now. They have to be people that you know and work with. Oh, God. Drop dead. They drop dead. It's not traced back to you. Four people that you know and I know. Everybody
okay,
knows.
Basically, all your previous podcast guests. Because.
Oh, my God.
When I listen to them.
Shh.
When I listen to them, I get jealous because I live in a different country to you, and I'm like, I get jealous of the friendships.
Ooh, that's the real.
When have you been the most
shit.
Disappointed in me? It's gonna be so sad if you say something real.
Yeah, I can't.
But I want you to.
To say something real?
Punish me, bitch.
Just when we were on stage doing the homeless sketch, we were both disappointed in each other.
That's the worst thing I did to you?
No, I'm sure there's more, but I'm trying to be...
Oh, whatever, May, I'm mad at you, and I want you to go. I love you so much. I wish you lived here. I bet you're going to live here.
I wish you'd come to England more often, too, and do your British character.
I can't just be like, here... bosom in my cap.
That would go down really well in England. The Queen would
wait. But you said when you visited Toronto and you went back to England that you were like, it's kind of like a little dreary, mo-beery.
I had a really good time this past trip in Toronto for 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh my God, there is like a North American positivity and sunshine that I miss because England is sarcastic gray.
Mm-hmm.
But
is Meghan Markle okay?
I've been there 10 years. Meghan Markle is. Okay. Struggling.
Having a hard time.
She's having a hard time, yeah.
And is everyone so mean to her?
Yeah, people are super mean to her.
Are you there for her?
Yeah.
You're part of the royal family.
It's...
You're not going to talk about it? I mean, this is actually perfect. This is like the exact amount that you should talk about it. It's like so chic and royal. Okay, anyways, moving on. This is my new energy on the pod.
But yeah, I've been there 10 years, so I feel like I can't leave, but maybe
I
should just come here more often.
I hope you do, but you have so much success there, and I get why you would stay there.
I just want to spend more time with Wolfie.
Who are you sad that you haven't met yet? We've come a long way from the little tiny straight woman in bonnets at Second City. Watching the show, who are you like, this is why am I not friends with this person yet?
Oh, should we do our lists of top 10 people that we want to meet?
Not 10, that's like,
oh, okay. I want to meet Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, cool.
I
bet her house is so sick because she's already had money and then sitcom Seinfeld money on top of that.
That's the weirdest first thought to have. She already had money before.
Oh my God. I'm not changing from my family.
Oh my God. I can't believe
Don't
your first
like
thought was
cool
about
house. It was about house. And I was just, you know, like, look, we were just talking about how nice it is. You live in a beautiful apartment. I've seen pictures of it.
I rented, though.
Yeah, so what? It's gorgeous. And like, this house is nice, and it's nice to be in a place where you have a nice environment.
Okay, don't try to now dig yourself out of the fact that I said Julia Louis-Dreyfus is, and you were like, she already had money before she made it. So
honestly, like, I didn't mean it like a hater. I wanted to see her place.
My other people would be Martin Short. Martin Short, Catherine O'Hara, Conan O'Brien is the hero.
I worked with Martin Short on Canada's Got Talent. Ask me anything.
Was he funny?
Yeah, he's really sweet.
He's just so funny.
Yeah. Jiminy Glick is so epic.
Jiminy Glick is so... And the one where Jiminy Glick interviews Julia Louis-Dreyfus is amazing. And he keeps saying that her husband is Richard Dreyfus. And then he keeps forgetting her name. And at one point, he turns around, and then he's facing the wall, and he pretends he can't see her, and he goes, "What happened to What's-Her-Face?"
Ooh, that's a spicy tip.
Okay, Google that one.
And then, who else? Obama.
You want to see Obama. I'd see him too.
Paul McCartney.
Did he do beatings or what happened?
What?
Did anyone beat their
He's
wife?
In The Beatles.
The Beatles. Oh, yes.
Are you kidding?
Your line read on The Beatles was perfect. Oh, The Beatles.
Deals.
The other
deals.
One did, though, May. I heard it. You never told me that when you listened to The Beatles, that one of them beat his wife's.
What, John Lennon?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Little sanky-panky.
Yeah, he did a couple beatings. No, he didn't.
You've never heard that?
John Lennon didn't beat his wife.
Okay, can you guys write in? Because I don't want to slander anyone, but I basically insinuated that every Beatle is domestic violence. So please write in, weigh in, let us know.
Where are you getting this from? So I think it's possible that
it's
he
a quick Google
hit Cynthia Lennon, his first wife, but I don't think any of them were like...
Okay, so that's really an opposite reaction to... You like gave proof. First, you're like, I don't understand where this could come from other than the documented beating of his wife.
No, I don't...
I don't think that you measure a person by their low point in life.
Hang on, I'm Googling. Did John
Someone
Lennon...
told me yesterday that David Bowie was having sex with like 13-year-old girls.
He did take the virginity of a 14-year-old groupie, I think. Yeah.
I mean, the times, they have changed.
Yeah. Did John Lennon hit his wives?
I'm just going to go pee right now and we'll wrap it up. But this has been truly terrific and I'm taking a picture of this barcode.
Oh, damn, it is true.
Yeah. I mean, how are you pretending you just found out?
I just have blocked it out and tried not to.
Top three reasons you're proud of me. Top three things you like about me physically. No, I want to ask you something that I was thinking about when I just went pee. I think it's so hard to make a good thing and to write a good thing, but you wrote this whole series that's going to be out on Netflix in 2024 in March. So good. And what did you learn when you were writing it?
I wrote it with my best friend Joe Hampson.
All right, we get it. Do you see, have a tattoo? My best friend.
And he he's the best. You're my best friend. And
isn't possessiveness of our friends psychotic?
What did I learn about writing?
Yeah, girl, how you write a good thing?
I think writing with him was great because we'd read everything out loud so many times. So like hearing it out loud was so I don't know. This is
no about like make telling a story.
Oh,
I'm mad at you.
Okay. we spent months doing a really detailed outline.
Yeah, but like when you decide what to put on the outline, I think it's hard to tell a good story. Like,
I think we knew the characters really well and we knew emotionally.
Now you're talking, girl. Now I got you.
Is this edging?
This is conversational edging.
Yeah.
Now go.
Stop. We knew that like emotionally what arc we wanted them all to go on. And so then we just facilitated that in the best way.
That's such a good reminder.
Do you know what I mean?
Of a storytelling truth that like ultimately it's what the character is going through that needs to be told.
Yeah.
And that the moves, Larry Wilmore told a good quote about it, that like between plot and story, plot is like the moves that
I hate
the character.
I hate when you just make up names. Can you delete that?
You're such a loser.
I was trying to be funny and it was
I'll really... just bleep it so that people know that you failed, but not the details.
Oh my God.
This is podcast BDS.
This is.
I liked when I was talking about the sound bath and then you talked and I was like, you shut the fuck up. Friendship BDSM, it's role play. Do you ever BDSM me?
Do you remember when we hung out one time and then you left and then only like months later we were like, remember that time when we couldn't get it up? It was like
we were duds to each other.
Yeah, friendship wise we couldn't get it up.
Yeah, that happens.
Like, we, and also we'd been so excited.
It's funny
because
you
out.
Don't talk about it, like you leave each other, but you don't admit that you just didn't have a good time together.
Yeah, you couldn't get a friendship boner.
Yeah,
yeah,
a friendship boner. That's what we like should have talked about at that showcase instead of homeless.
Yes. Because you're trying different things. Like, I remember we tried playing improv games.
Trying will be the death of you, okay? Stop trying, start being.
Yes.
Oh my God, I could open a church. Stop trying, start being. Church by Sabrina Jalise. Every Tuesday. Sorry that you couldn't give me even a fake laughter. Everybody. It would be fun to have a podcast by like a psycho that's like anticipating how much the listener is like liking or not liking. It's
and getting mad at the imagined.
Like, oh, I guess you didn't think that was a cool story either. Well, neither did my husband. All right. What would your husband be like?
Oh, like quiet. And I like...
He comes through the door right now. What does he say to you?
I like men that are sort of shy and then they're like, am I alive? And you have to tell them, yes, you are.
Like Hugh Grant?
No, like Elliot Smith.
They say, am I alive? Like, what did they say? I didn't quite hear the quote. I just heard the painting of a man that was like not confident and I immediately saw you.
I like eccentric, shy, weird men.
Did Elliot Smith kill himself?
But I like
himself?
Really confident.
Did he kill himself?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's some
stabbing?
Debate, actually. He
did he stab himself?
He's, well.
You're only attracted to violent men in music. And you don't know any of the legacy. It's
no,
like,
Elliot Smith stabbed himself in the heart twice.
Oh my
but then
God.
There's some speculation about whether his girlfriend stabbed him.
I'd be looking at his girlfriend right now. Tell you what.
Are you walking away? You're walking away from the table.
This tea.
Oh, okay.
But I just thought about how fun it would be to be Nancy Grace. I felt like Nancy Grace in that moment.
Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah.
But I like.
Get out of here. I'm cutting that one out. Okay.
But I like really loud, confident women.
What'd you say? I love myself. Loud, confident women, really?
Yeah.
Do you want some of this?
No, thanks.
It's not too good for this.
Do you want to explain that you were offering tea, not just your body?
I think the listeners know what I'm up to when I'm moseying around.
I think I have to go.
You have to go?
Yeah.
What a rude way to leave a podcast. We have been talking for a long time and I think, yeah. I guess I just was hoping you'd cried by now.
Oh, I'm so anxious about everything I've said and my whole performance. I think a lot of your friends are really funny and I hope they never listen to this.
What?
Like, I listen to the podcast, so I think everyone's
so cool. You need
ayahuasca
for that part.
Do you think?
Yeah, that part's stupid. You're so good. That's the part in all of us that go away. But that's the balance. Is like, you got to like be reading the room. So you can't just be like, I'm fucking the best shit. Yeah. But you also have to know, like, be, that's what the sound bath is cool. It's like being in yourself. Just things that make you feel more in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And because yourself is like truly the fucking best. Like, you're so smart.
Thanks.
This is a genius in front of me. I truly.
Can we talk about your dissertation?
Okay, we're gonna bleep it out, but
why?
May did me a favor because I think they could take away my
no you're so famous they'll make a statue of you in the school already. They're not gonna take away your degree.
Imagine there was a statue of me. I'm on the first season show and it's not even halfway through the season and they've built a statue.
I
love it. I
wrote Sabrina's.
I would fund that, by the way. Ryerson, if you want to...
Exactly like my tattoo. You're like, if you want a statue, I'll pay for it if you get it.
I mean, girl, this is the way to win. Build a statue of yourself can't be a bad investment.
Wait, can we...
Unless everybody hates it and... What?
Tell
the dissertation?
Yeah.
I don't want to. I paid you fair and square. Shut your lips.
Sabrina paid me $800.
No.
Oh, this is so BDSM.
Some money was exchanged and someone did a bit of a report for me and I got a good mark and I'm not interested in discussing the details and I will not go to court over it. I request an attorney. Did you hear? Did you see Bowen Yang doing the cover of Reese Witherspoon getting her DUI?
No.
It is so good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, basically, we'll go out on Reese Witherspoon getting a DUI. And you have to look up Faye Dunaway, who's writing on SNL now, our friend Bowen. Is he your friend?
No, I follow him on Twitter and I watch those videos and I think he's amazing.
Okay. I guess it's like public domain for Reese Witherspoon's. And we'll go out on that.
Can't we go out on us?
I mean, we can, but...
Ma'am, what did I just tell you to do?
I'd like to know what's going on.
He's under arrest. If you don't get back...
I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm allowed to stand on American ground and ask any question I want to ask.
Go ahead. Come on.
You better not arrest me.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you kidding me?
No, I told
you. I'm an American citizen.
I told you to get in the car and stay in there, didn't I?
This is beyond. This is beyond.
You
fought
with me. I
promise. This is harassment.
And she starts saying, "Do you know who I am?" We don't have to play the whole thing, but
oh my god, has she ever addressed it in an interview?
This is the one word at a time of her addressing it in an interview.
Okay.
Okay. Hi.
I'm
Reese
Witherspoon.
And
today,
something
happened.
It
doesn't
really
look
great.
But
trust
me.
Do
you
know
anything
about
American
rights?
It's going bad.
No, it's good. It's good. Well, I'm cutting. It's going bad.
No, leave it. Leave in the naturalism.
Oh my god. You go into the movie theater and it's ba 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 ba. I'm
supposed
to
be
on
TV
tomorrow.
What
are
you
gonna
do
about
my
schedule?
Call
my
mother,
Janet.
Now,
bitch.
I
am
telling
you
to
call
my
mom
now.
I'm
Janet's
daughter.
Big
daddy.
This will not translate.
I think it will. Honestly, like, you can listen to this or you cannot, but who are you at the end of the day, you know?
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy. All right. Cheers, all right. Big Daddy. I love you.
You too.
Bye.
Well, hi, Dina. I saw on Instagram that May was visiting you, and then I found out that you were doing a podcast with her. And I really wanted to talk to her because I remember when you first met her, she was still very young and she was doing comedy with the two other girls. And I also remember later on when she was kind of homeless and we kind of helped her out a little bit. But I remember you gave her a comforter once and I used to send food for her. And I just wanted to you to tell her how proud I am of her, like how far she's come, like what she has accomplished in life. Not too many people have, and how successfully she is and how funny she is and how smart she is. I just wanted you to tell her all of that. Okay? Bye. Love you.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.